Okay, it has begun. So I'm Amy Moffitt with the Hear Hear Arboretum Oral History Project, and I will let you just say your name and your affiliation.
And I am Murray Woods, and we're standing by a now quite mature Morgan Red Maple, a tree that we donated to the Park in the Garden, the OEC 56 Park in the Garden. I'm reading from the plaque that's in front of me, and it has a quotation. The quotation says, "The leaves of the trees serve for the healing of the nations." It's Revelations 22.20.2, the New English Bible. And this plaque shows, dedicated in 1999 by Murray Woods, OEC 56, and Emily Woods, UWO 85. Emily was my wife, and she got her degree by taking one class a year for 15 years, graduating in 85. And then our family, Vicki Copley, graduated from Glendon College in 76. Douglas Woods, OEC 78, and then Northwest Chiropractic College in 94. Jeffrey Woods, graduating from Trent University in 81. And this is the plaque.
Thank you. Can you describe for us what you see right in front of you when someone's standing here?
I don't see much because we're under the umbrella of the tree itself, and the branches and leaves go down to within 2 feet of the ground all around us. In fact, we had to pick a spot where we could move in into the umbrella in order to be near the trunk and where the plaque is located. And I see some people walking by just through the leaves, because this is a popular place for people to come and stroll.
Indeed. So our next question would be, what happened here? So I feel like this would be a good time for you to read your statement there. Are you okay here, or do you want to go have a seat on the bench over there?
Don't know. The one thing that is possible, and that is necessary, we can do it twice.
That's true. That's the beauty of it.
Now, from the... it could be done leaving this piece out, which would be like a minute and three quarters, or including that, it would be 2 minutes.
I say we include it all, and I can always cut if I'm short for time.
So, whenever you say go, I'm going.
You go ahead.
Greetings. I'm Murray Woods, a member of the graduating class of OEC 56. And that was back before the campus became the University of Guelph. You may have wondered how and why there are so many OEC 56 plaques on the trees in this area. Well, when our class was approaching its 45th anniversary in 2001, we were looking for a project where we could tangibly show our appreciation for the education received. Dr. Alan Watson, director of the Arboretum, challenged our remaining 66 class members to raise $50,000, and then this new park area, including 13 specimen trees, would be known as the OEC 56 Park in the Garden. These specimen trees would each display an individual OEC 56 plaque and a thoughtful quotation. Those classmates who donated $5,000 have an individual tree and plaque. We actually raised $86,000, so some small plaques can be found on benches and arbors. So I invite you, yes, I encourage you, to stroll tree to tree in this park and read the quotations. You will find them pleasant and calming. The gazebo in the park was supported by our 50th anniversary project. And for our 60th anniversary, the plaque on the elm tree outside the English Garden recognizes the money raised that for this important elm tree recovery project. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your visit in this wonderful arboretum.
Lovely, thank you. Shall we go sit on that bench while we finish chatting? What do you think?
Can we get out of here?
Can we get out? We're trapped. There we go. Perfect. Lovely.
Is it dry?
Oh, I know, it's been quite a bit of rain the last few days. Let's see. I mean, I think it's damp, but or would you prefer to stand? What do you think? I'm okay to sit if you are. Okay. Perfect. So do you recall how big that tree was when it was planted? It was in 2001?
It was planted in 99.
Okay.
And the, at least that's what it says on the plaque.
Right.
It's possible that it may have been germinated in 99.
Right.
And planted there. And so it would be 2 years old, so. And it's not a very red maple.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it carries the name, and even at its best, it will not match the tree that we were looking through the.
Oh no, it doesn't change much color.
Not to the degree, but a very, very healthy tree, and I guess as they go, it's a perfect specimen.
It's very healthy. So when it was planted, were any of these gardens installed yet?
The English garden, I don't think it was as complete. Certainly it wasn't nearly as mature, but it was there, not the other gardens.
Oh, okay.
They have all come after.
The whole
arboretum was kind of gaining momentum at that time.
So do you recall what this space was in 56 when you graduated? How it was being used?
It was farmland.
It was still farmland. Was it part of the university at all?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, as far as I know, it's been university property for eons back. But it was farmland. And I guess I believe it was 67. That started. I didn't want to quote me on that without checking, because it seems to me also it was 1967 that the university was inaugurated.
Right. And do you come visit this tree often?
I wouldn't say that I visit the tree often, but I certainly have come here with. Family members, but I'm very familiar with the arboretum because I live so close. I walk here almost daily. I walk pretty well daily with my next door neighbor, sometimes with Roy, that we spoke to there. But he walks at a slower pace than I do, and so that I walk with my next door neighbor. And we walked around the university this morning before coming here.
I'll ask you some of our predetermined questions then, if I may. So how did the experience of fundraising and commemorating with these trees and plaques, how did that affect you?
Of the projects that were considered, I think you almost unanimously this was a p- positive choice. And it's because it's something that is growing, it's something that that lasts, it's something that happy and proud to have your name and class associated with. I guess for each of anniversaries that we came here with the class, and we got pictures taken mm-hmm. over by the gazebo and with the hierarchy of the university. Every one has been a proud moment, proud experience, and it seems too that the feedback that has come to us from Arboretum staff, that the fundraising that we've done for the Arboretum has been appreciated on that side as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's anytime I enter here, it's a joy for me.
Excellent. Can you tell me a bit more about the background of the story then, how you were involved at the time, what your role might have been?
Well, the in probably about 1999, a couple of years before our 45th, our class president was Dr. Dave Mitchell, and he approached me to form a committee to select a project for the class. So I chaired that committee, and we encouraged input for different projects that might be considered. But this was ultimately the one that was chosen, and we had our class had not been a major support as a class had not been a major supporter of the university in the years prior to that. So we conducted a program to bring everybody on board, and when we set the target. Our target that we set was $56,000, a class of 56,
right.
$56,000. And the university fundraising people thought we were crazy, because they could see that in the past there was no level of giving that would support that at all. And as we... and so we arranged it for classmates to contact classmates. Everybody got contacted by other classmates, and the same person in the office here said that he was amazed that these checks for $1,000 kept coming in, $1,000, $1,000, $1,000, and so that it then ultimately, as I say there, that we raised $86,000.
Wow.
And we liked the project because you could participate by giving any amount you wanted, and if you would give $5,000, then there was additional reward or recognition, and so that worked well.
That's really something that you were able to garner that much support. That's amazing. That must have felt wonderful.
So, and they are by today's standards, and even then, our class was not that large. Mm-hmm. We had, as I say, 66 living at that time. We started with a class of 78,
mm-hmm.
and we are now less than half remaining. And they're all, I guess, I don't know whether I'm in the middle position as far as there's some older and some younger, and I'm 90.
90? Wow, I wouldn't have guessed it. Wow, and what did you study?
took poultry.
Okay.
They, at that time, we took 2 years of general. Everybody took the same course for 2 years. Then you specialized into an option, and which there was poultry, animal husbandry, field husbandry, economics, biology, zoology, bacteriology, chemistry, and maybe one or so others, but the apiculture, animal husbandry and field husbandry tended to be the largest option. We had six taking poultry, three of us still remaining. And I worked in the animal feed industry for 20 years, and then for another 20 or 20 plus years, I was in the egg grading and distribution business.
Excellent.
Now Burnbrae Farms, Burnbrae Farms Limited was the name of the company. And they, now there's two companies that basically do 90% of the egg business in Ontario, grading and distribution, and that's L.H. Gray and Burnbrae Farms.
Mm. Excellent. Did you know or work under Roy Harrison that lived in the farmhouse across College Ave? No.
No.
He wouldn't have worked with you then. As I know, he worked in the OAC, but perhaps a different area.
Yeah, they, so I moved from London. I lived in London for 20 years, round figures. Because that's, we had an egg grading station in Strathroy, and I lived in London. Then we moved 1998 to the village by the Arboretum. So I've lived here near Guelph longer than any other place I've ever lived, including the farm growing up.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up on a farm near Fergus then, did you?
Yeah, Bellwood.
Okay, yes. Very nice. What kind of farm?
It started out to be, when I was there, it was a mixed farm, mixed farming. When I was in the animal feed business, Master Feeds, then I encouraged and promoted my brothers and cousin to get into broilers, chicken broilers, mm-hmm. and they started and expanded and grew. As I say, that I started them in the business, and now they all drive Lincolns, and I don't.
This is fantastic. I'll just see if there's any other questions I have here that would help us. This is a good one. So how has this location changed over time? What changes have you seen?
Well, I guess primarily the addition of the additional gardens of the Japanese garden and the Italian garden, and then the overall growth of the arboretum itself, their project of the elm tree recovery project is a feather in their. In their cap, and I guess also the the funeral home.
Wall Customs.
Yes. With their memorial tree mm-hmm. Program and the plaques that they have there. And so that I lost my wife 14 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Through, so she is listed on the wall of customs.
Excellent. She has a memorial tree there. That's lovely.
Yeah.
That's lovely. My father-in-law is on a tree there as well, on one of those plaques. So I visit that spot often as well. Yeah, there's so many lovely, quiet spots here to sit and reflect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess, you know, you should talk the boardwalk that's been been added there, so that they're dealing with kind of like wetlands and dry lands. And the dirt roads are just turned into paved road in here.
That's lovely. Well, I think those are my main questions for you. Do you have any other experiences or thoughts you wanted to share before I end?
Before you start editing?
Yeah, that's right.
I guess it's just the comment that the project here of that started with the initial project to raise funds for the OEC 56 Park in the Garden has had the effect really of drawing together the classmates that are spread far and wide with a common undertaking that each one has taken pride in, and so that it is, although we have a class that's with a good deal of bonding, I would say that it has tightened the bonding. This is for you rather than, but. We have, within the class, we have travel. We have a group that started out to be very large, and we would go on an international trip.
Oh, wow.
We'd have our own bus. There was that many. As time went on, the last trip that we took, which was to Cuba, well, they were down to five couples.
Wow.
But we have we've been all over the world to so Vietnam, Myanmar.
Wow.
Chile, Argentina, Brazil, and Peru, New Zealand, Australia. Then we shifted to South Africa.
South Africa. My goodness.
And we shifted to river cruises as we were getting older. So we have been on the Rhine and six European river cruises. It's only about one that we've missed, and we won't be doing anymore. So, this started in we went going to Australia in '94, and then after '97, we started going every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, we maybe have missed. Maybe missed a year in there, but I don't know whether it's 23 or 24 trips that we...
Wow. You weren't kidding. You went all around the world. That's incredible.
And it takes a leader, and then followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't the leader.
It's easier that way.
Tunisia, Sicily and the Greek islands.
Oh, wow.
Turkey was special back then. I don't think so special now. That's the same with Myanmar. And a classmate of ours had spent, well, 3 or 4 years there, and so in the rice industry. And so we were, he was to give him red carpet treatment, and the rest of us tailed along with him.
Incredible.
So it makes that, you know, so, so doors were open that normally would.
What a treat, yeah. Amazing. Well, that's lovely.
So.
Well, we're at about 25 minutes. That's a perfect amount of time if you're happy with what you've shared. I really thank you for sharing all of those memories. I feel like there's some great stories in there.
If I had thought that we were going to talk about traveling, I could have been exacting.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes those are the best memories to record, right? Just thinking back on great memories. And this story about the tree, I think, will be a real highlight for our little project and our tour. So,
well, like, hopefully, like you in here,
yeah,
is that the encouragement for people to not just walk, but go to the plaques and read the quotations.
Yes, I agree. That's the point, I think, of this project, too, is to have people stop and really understand how different people have spent time in this space and what it means, right? You get to understand the space on a deeper level.
So.
That's beautiful. All right, shall I stop? We've shared a good amount today. Thank you very much, Murray. I will give